This is Lynn in Lincoln City, Oregon. I think I finally found a podcast worth listening to that's positive. I really appreciate what you have to say, and I've already sent a few of your podcasts to friends of mine who I know will benefit from the information that you have put out there. Again, thank you so much. Look forward to future podcasts, and I'll be listening to, wow, you have so many of them. I'll just take my time and enjoy them. Have a great day.
Hey there, thanks so much for joining me on this edition of The Chalene Show. It's Car Smart Friday, and we are going for a ride. Put your seatbelts on. We're talking about your aging parents.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
It's weird, right? Like, your parents are these... Well, for some of us, your parents are superheroes. Like, they're invincible. They're powerful and strong, and they've been your protectors all your life. And for many of us, we're reaching this age where, I don't know, you feel... It's strange looking at your parents and realizing you may need to protect and care for them. The roles feel as though they've been reversed. And it's also a reminder that you're aging, which is also weird and unacceptable. I mean, it's not that it's unacceptable. It's just weird. Like, it trips me out that I'm 50 years old, going to be 51. Like, that's so weird because I feel like I'm 18. Frankly, I look like I'm 18. There, I said it. I'm annoyed that people don't make a bigger deal when I tell them my age. They're like, oh, how old are you? And then I tell them, and I'm like, you know what? Your jaw needs to drop on the floor. I work out really hard. I take care of myself. Why? I'm not happy with the reaction, frankly. Because I look at some other 50-year-old women, I'm like, damn, girl, you've been leading a hard life. And I'm just joking. Not really, though. But my point is, that is one of the hardest parts about your parents aging, is realizing, like, you're aging too. You know what else is really weird? Is when you see your, or someone who, like, was, like, considered a teen idol when you were a teenager, and maybe they were just, like, a little bit older than you. Like, let's say you were in love with them when you were 12, and they were, like, 17 or 18, and now you see them, and you're like, whoa. Whoa, does that mean I'm that old too now? And then you look at your parents, and it's a tough pill to swallow. Things start to change. They get more stubborn in their ways, and you realize there's just inevitability to all of this. Like, this is just the process which we're all going to go through, and part of it's sad and part of it's beautiful. Like, sometimes people really change. I remember my Uncle Ron. He was just the sweetest, kindest, most gentle giant in my mind. He got early onset Parkinson's. I remember him having Parkinson's probably when I was in high school, right? So by then he was already in his 60s. And then I just remember him being the sweetest, kindest, soft-spoken, sweet guy. And my dad has different memories. He says, wow, your Uncle Ron, whew, he was a scary dude. He was intense. You know, he was someone you feared. He really softened and changed and got very sweet and tender as he aged. And I've seen that happen with, like, a lot of my friends' parents too. Like, I don't know. I don't know if people change or if they soften. I don't know what it is, but here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to do an episode where we get to talk about this, and we're dealing with this, Brett and I. Brett's father has Alzheimer's. We haven't talked about it much. And he's in relatively early stages, but man, it has created some serious discussions, conversations, changes, stress, you know, and not just because of Bob, but, like, it affects everybody, right? And so we've been dealing with this now for a couple of years. Brett and I just have decided it's okay for us to talk about it. We probably should talk about it because some of you have gone through it too. In fact, that's the point of my episode is... I think we can do a really powerful episode, but I need your help. I need to hear from you. Here's what I need. I need your stories. I need to hear how this has had an impact on your life. Have you had to care for a parent? Have you had to move a parent in? Have you had to make difficult decisions that have, you know, created a lot of change for you and your immediate family by having to move your parents in, or maybe move in with your parents? Have you had to deal with the declining health of one or both of your parents? And what advice do you have if you've been through this? What advice do you have for those of us who are facing this? And if you're in the middle of it, what are you dealing with? How has this changed your own perspective about your health? And has it changed the way you're living your life? I know both Brett and Rob, that's his brother Rob, and Brett, both like seeing what's happened with their father's Alzheimer's, like they are so incredibly proactive now about their brain health. Like both of them do hyperbaric oxygen chamber treatments. Bob, their dad, is also doing hyperbaric oxygen. And they're just both really aware of the things that they can do in terms of lifestyle to help prevent getting Alzheimer's. I don't know if Rob's been tested. Brett has been tested and he does not carry the gene. That's huge. That's huge. So I want to talk to you about that and how it has shifted your perspective about life and maybe forgiveness. So here's what I need you to do. You can click the link in the show notes, which will take you directly to my website, and there's a little widget, and you can record this directly from your phone. There's a little widget there. You just tap on it. It says leave a voicemail. And, you know, maybe think of a few things you want to say before you call in. Don't worry if it's not perfect. Call back and leave another message. We won't necessarily use the whole thing. If you want it to be anonymous, just let us know. We'll make it anonymous. If you want to share your name, you can. But I think this is going to be a really powerful episode, but I really know that that's going to come from you. So thank you so much for your vulnerable advice, your transparency, your honesty, your truth. Thank you in advance for that. When we've done these kind of episodes, they are always the best, the most powerful. So I'm looking forward to hearing your messages. Again, you can leave your voicemail message by going to shalene.com/AskShalene. Or if you just go to my website, shalene.com, you'll see the widget. It says leave Shalene a voicemail. And I look forward to playing those for you guys sometime next week. Until then, just don't forget, I love you. This is a short episode. You're not off the hook. I bet there's some earlier episodes from this week or this month that you may have missed that you need to listen to right now. So while I've got your attention, let's do some personal development. Dig in there. And remember, if it's finances that you're struggling with, you know the show you need to subscribe to if you need to create a little extra income, a little cushion. Subscribe to Build Your Tribe. Right now, that link is also in your show notes. Listen, I love you. I mean it. And I can't wait to hear from you.
I have a quick question for you. Are you trying to lose weight or just be healthy or just feel more confident and happy? Well, in order to do that, you need a new way. You see, the problem is losing weight, it's hard. And keeping it off feels almost impossible. At the 1-3-1 Method, we have helped over 50,000 people find a new way, a much better way. Okay, so here's how this works with our online program. It's three simple steps. You go to 131method.com, you start it, you slay it, and you own it. Step one is to start it. You do that by identifying what it is you want to work on. What is your priority? Is it weight loss? Is it gut health? Then you pick a start date, you log in, and go. Step two, you slay it. What does that mean? It means you get your meal plans. You select from hundreds of delicious, simple recipes, all online, including cooking tutorials, and then we'll help you change up the way you eat every 4 weeks. That is going to boost your metabolism, and it's called diet phasing. We'll help you personalize the process because, hello, one-size-fits-all diets do not work. They never have, and they never will. We all need our own individualized approach. And our registered dietitians are going to help you do that so that this is something that you can do for life. And then step three, you own it. No more wasting time with fad diets or wondering if you're doing something right. It's time for you to take control of your health, to heal your relationship with food and your body. And we want to help you lose the weight and keep it off. You deserve to look and feel freaking amazing. So do yourself a favor. Go to 131method.com and let's do this.